Maya Alevi, qual è il ruolo di un science center in una città complessa come Gerusalemme?
In a such complex city like Jerusalem, what's the role of a science center?
From our point of view, the role of science center can be a meeting place for all kind of societies, all kind of communities, because when you look and you start to discuss the role of science center with each community, you find that they all want very much education for their children, good place for recreation on weekend and vacation. They want very much their children to be much more educated in science. So really, a science center is a kind of place that Jewish and Arab, secular and ultra-orthodox and just orthodox can come.
Quindi lo Science Center è un luogo di dialogo, innanzitutto una città complessa come Gerusalemme, è un dialogo fra molti, per i bambini, per i ragazzi, per gli adulti, è soprattutto un dialogo tra ebrei, musulmani, cristiani, ma anche per i musulmani, per gli ebrei ortodossi e per gli ebrei non ortodossi. Quindi è soprattutto il fulcro del dialogo per questo Science Center.
E quali sono gli strumenti e i percorsi che portano a un dialogo di questo tipo?
Which tool do you use to make this kind of dialogue?
Well, first of all, we don't really make a real dialogue between the communities. What we first do is we invite them all to come to the same place on the same time. And we believe that if people see that they are using the same environment on the same time, it is the first step. So instead of just putting people together and telling them, let's do a dialogue, we are just inviting them to the same place. If we ask people to start a dialogue, we will get only those who are already convinced in dialogue, and they don't need us. So we are not putting any people in dialogue, we just invite them all to come to our museum. We do it because we have on the floor always guides that are Arab, Muslims, Christians, Jewish, that speaks Arabic and Hebrew. Some of them are religious, so if people are more comfortable to speak with a religious person, to the variety of stuff, the multicultural of the guides is a very important tool. And also what we also do is that every text that we have is in three languages. So whenever people are coming, they know they can find information in their own language, because it's very complicated to read instructions in science not in your mother tongue. So these are the first two tools. And then we work very much with small groups to convince them, with teachers, with outreach program. And then we tell them, you can come to our museum, the same activity that you enjoyed now, in a bigger scale you can enjoy in our science center. So we are doing those kind of outreach to the different communities.
In realtà non c'è uno strumento particolare per il dialogo. In realtà è molto semplice, invitano nello stesso posto persone molto diverse. Non incitano il dialogo, ma il dialogo avviene e basta. E questo è facilitato anche perché nel piano terra ci sono guide che corrispondono a diverse religioni e diverse etnie, e quindi la gente, il primo approccio ovviamente con la guida che corrisponde alla propria cultura, però poi questo dialogo avviene in modo naturale, e anche ovviamente i pannelli corrispondono alle varie lingue, quindi insomma diventa un posto essenzialmente dove il dialogo avviene in modo naturale, insomma.
E quali sono le difficoltà principali?
What are the major difficulties?
Well, for example, the Arab community see the museum as a very Jewish institution. So for them, we decided not to approach first the families, but to approach schools, because the family feel that this is not exactly the place that the family will feel comfortable. So for the Arab community, we decided to work first of all with teachers and with schools. And after, the children from schools will go home and say, listen, we have been there, it's okay, let's come all the family to go through them. For the ultra-Orthodox Jewish, for example, we did something different. For them, schools cannot come to our museum because we are open on Saturday. So we are not trying to bring schools. We decided to go to the families. And we work with the families and we do outreach program because we don't want to break their rules that they are not visiting as school institutions that are open on Saturdays. So with each community you have to have a different strategy.
Allora, per questo museo, per gli arabi, per i musulmani è percepito come una realtà ebrea, insomma, essenzialmente. E quindi loro coinvolgono le persone musulmane tramite le scuole, no? E quindi i ragazzi, quando tornano a casa, raccontano quanto è bella stata l'esperienza, fondamentalmente. Quindi lavorano con le scuole. Con gli ebrei ortodossi invece avviene il contrario, dato che questo è un centro aperto il sabato, è un giorno che non deve essere lavorativo per la cultura ebraica, non invitano le scuole, ma cercano di stare in un dialogo con le famiglie. Quindi ci sono due approcci molto molto diversi tra le due comunità, le due religioni.
L'ultima domanda, abbiamo parlato delle difficoltà, invece il successo in una immagine.
You have also difficult but also success. What is the major success you obtain?
Well, we feel that one of our major success is the realization of a science center in the Palestinian Authority in Al-Quds University. Because one of the idea of cooperation between Muslims and Jews was to have an equal situation. An equal situation was not meeting only on Jewish institutions, but also to meet on the Palestinian part. So this is a very big success that we have, the start of a science center at Al-Quds University. The other success are the numbers. 30% of the students that visit our museum are Arab students. It's more than the proportion in Israel. So we really have a success by numbers. So this is kind of success we are getting.
Allora, il primo successo è innanzitutto la collaborazione che hanno con l'università musulmana Al-Quds, perché insomma è bene coinvolgere anche soprattutto i palestinesi in questa attività. L'altro buon successo è che il 30% dei visitori sono musulmani ed è una media ben maggiore della media nazionale, quindi questi due successi insomma rendono felici i curatori del museo.